Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Among all the horrible news last year, there was one positive development. The prices of precious metals, especially gold and silver, were up strong. While the U.S. dollar index fell almost 7% over the course of last year, the price of gold rose almost 25%. Gold closed last year at a price higher than it ever settled on any day in American markets in any previous year. Even better, silver was up more than 48%. For perspective, the increases in gold and silver prices last year were by the highest percentages in 10 years. The dollar amount rise in the price of gold was greater than happened ever before in any calendar year. The dollar increase in the price of silver was higher than for any calendar year since 2010. Precious metals were also strong against every world paper currency. We track values of 28 different foreign currencies. Against gold, its price rose only 9.5% against the Sweden krona. It rose against all other currencies by at least 13.5%, all the way to more than 75%. The year 2020 was one where every government around the world tried to devalue their currencies. The U.S. dollar's value fell more than most. Against the 28 foreign currencies we track, the dollar fell further than 18 of them last year. And if you compare how the U.S. dollar has performed since March 19 last year, the day it became clear that the massive federal government spending contained in the CARES Act would become law, the dollar has fallen in value to a greater degree than 25 of those 28 currencies. Against 15 of them, it was down more than 10%. As terrible as the news was for the U.S. dollar last year, and how well gold and silver protected the wealth of Americans who own some, the prospects for this year are even more extreme. This year, look for the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar to fall even more sharply. Don't be surprised if gold and silver prices this year rise by a greater degree than they did last year. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.